One of the scriptures that I want to share with you is from the Old Testament book of Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, beginning at verse 22. Now, the book of Lamentations was written by the prophet Jeremiah, who was referred to as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah saw so much destruction during his time, and he would find himself weeping and in tears of compassion. His broken heart causes him to write a broken book, a book that in both brings sorrow but then joy. And so Lamentations 3:22 is a verse of joy. We will read 22 and 24. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. The encouragement to you today is that though sometimes things don't go the way we would like for them to go, sometimes we find ourselves in bitterness and in woe. We find ourselves in a dark place. We find ourselves, as it may be, with a chain around our neck. And yet we remember the words of Jeremiah in Lamentations 3. Therefore, the Lord's mercies are not consumed. They last over and over and over, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, sufficient every morning for that day. Great is his faithfulness. Therefore, I hope in him. Let this word encourage you today. Keep your hope in Christ alive. Therefore, the prophet says, I hope in him. Amen. And then I want to move quickly to a New Testament book, Epistle of Peter, the first epistle written by Peter, who also experienced some bitterness and persecution, all of that in his life. And he writes in chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. He writes, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower fades away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Oh, what great hope we have. What a precious word we have. To know that everything around us may disappear, but the word of the Lord endures forever. His word is a lamp. His word is a light. His word endures forever. That gives us hope. From the Old Testament, Lamentations 3, from the New Testament, First Epistle of Peter 1, we have hope in Jesus Christ our Lord, the one who was, who is, and will be forevermore. Be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. We have hope.